Here comes all the action of Grayling High School basketball. Brought to you on Q100 by pre- and post-game sponsor Johnson's Oil and Propane. Halftime sponsor Matt LaFontaine Automotive. Coin toss sponsor The Hart Dealerships. The Viking Express sponsor QTA Quality Truck and Accessories. First down sponsor Feeney Chrysler Jeep Dodge of Gaylord and Feeney Ford of Grayling. Keys to the game sponsor McLean's Ace Hardware. Player of the game sponsor North Central Area Credit Union. And supporting sponsors Denholm Family Chiropractic, Cornell Insurance, Jack Milliken Inc., Katie Olson Farm Bureau Insurance, Gray Rock Pub and Grub, Jansen Insurance, Old Dam Party Store, Jeff Halstead State Farm Insurance, and Fick and Sons. Now let's head courtside with the voices of Grayling High School basketball, Chad Patterson and Scott Nicholas.
This week in high school sports sees two basketball players go over 1,000 career points, a buzzer beater in East Jordan, and we're set for a fantastic finish to the ski season. Hello, I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Frankfurt's Regan Thor saw her junior season of basketball end in agony. Thor tore her ACL during Frankfurt's loss to Onekama in the district championship in 2020. But her senior season is off to a much better start. In Frankfurt's season opening game, Thor went for 20 in a 51-29 win over Onekama. The 20 points puts her over 1,000 for her career. Sarah Marvin also joined the 1,000-point club. The senior from Byron scored 16 in a season-opening 48-40 win over St. Ignace. And in case you were wondering, Central Lake's Jasmine Hines is the state's all-time leading scorer in girls basketball. She scored 3,034 points during her career that ended in 2011. Game balls this week go to Harbor Springs' Garrett Lettingham. He hit one basket in Harbor Springs' 62-60 win over East Jordan, but it was a big one. Trailing by one with time running out, Lettingham hit a game-winning three-pointer as time expired to give the Rams the win. Muskegon Orchard View's Darius Williams, the junior point guard, notched a triple-double in a 92-63 win over Fremont. Williams scored 14, had 11 assists, and 11 steals.
Grayling, Michigan, where the boys are just getting ready to play. We got about a minute and 20 to go. Welcome to the very, very abbreviated Johnson Propane Viking pregame show. The girls, with a nice effort tonight, went down to the Charlevoix Lady Raiders 38-26, but a great effort. And real quickly, just to do some house cleaning here, we're going to give you the players of the game. Scott, for the Charlevoix Lady Raiders, got to go with the star, Taylor Petrosky. She had a great game and really kind of dug that hole for Grayling in the first half and just controlled the game all the way through.
She literally was a stud, and she deserves the player of the game because she's probably going to get it every game she plays.
And the North Central Area Credit Union player of the game for the Grayling Lady Vikes is sitting right below me right now, and that would be the freshman center, Ryland Finstrom, who walked away with at least 10 rebounds and played very well. We want to thank NCACU for sponsoring this. NCACU is dedicated to establishing trusting relationships with their members and going the extra mile to help you reach your financial goals. We want to thank Taylor Petrosky and Ryland Finstrom for going the extra mile for their teams. You are listening to the Johnson Propane Regional Halftime Scoreboard, Johnson Propane Viking Pregame Show. They're keeping your family safe, comfortable, and warm since 1956. Trust Johnson Propane, the safest, most dependable, and affordable propane company in the North. We will be right back with the opening inbounds pass after these messages from our fine partners on Q100.
In 1952, my grandfather returned to Gaylord from the Korean War. For 7 years, he worked 7 days a week to build his business. The hard work paid off. Today, the company that Dale Ellison Johnson built continues with his sons, grandchildren, and an incredibly hardworking team. Treasure your family and your community. We are all in this together, and together we will move forward. Remember, the Johnson Oil and Propane Company is here to help. Call 989-732-2451 or visit johnsonspropane.com.
Hey, Viking fans, this is Kevin Jansen with Jansen Insurance in Grayling. Jansen Insurance is a full-service independent insurance agency ready to assist you with all of your insurance needs. We can help with home, auto, commercial, life, health, and more. Call 989-348-6711. Stop into our office at 2195 South I-75 Business Loop or just send a request to our website, janseninsurance.com. Let our team show you why we're the right agency for you. As always, let's go Vikes!
Hart Ford in Roscommon. You've come to know them as the home of the Sweetheart Deal. That's not just a slogan. It's a daily promise to everyone who walks onto the lot. You get great service Sweetheart Deals, great sales Sweetheart Deals on trade-in, and Sweetheart Financing Deals. The Harts have been making a Sweetheart Deal here for over 40 years, so it's their name and reputation on the line every day. Visit Hart Ford off the exit 239 in Roscommon and find out what your friends and neighbors already know. Hart Ford is the home of the Sweetheart Deal.
And we are back at Grayling High School. It is Friday night. It is snow going. You are listening to the Johnson Propane Viking pregame show. Johnson Propane, they're keeping your family safe, comfortable, and warm since 1956. Trust Johnson Propane, the safest, most dependable, and affordable propane company in the north. And as the Charlevoix Raiders are being introduced, it's going to be number 22, Ethan Putnam. We are used to saying that name. And, of course, number 12, Evan Solomon. All of them are in there. Caleb Stuck, Jacob Mueller. I mean, they are just studs, Scott.
Yeah, and you know what? You got the all-stater, Evan Solomon. He's averaging close to 20 right now. And you got Mueller and also Stuck that are averaging 16 to 18 points a game. So wherever they go, they can score.
All right, Scott. Well, what are your McLean's Ace Hardware keys to the game for this one for the boys?
Grayling's got to ride the momentum. You've got the all-star, all-state Dylan Craig, who came alive last game, and when he does, everybody else feeds off that. If you guys didn't notice on the radio, if you saw it through the NFHS broadcast, anything like that, they ride off of what Dylan does. So let's have another big game by the All-Stater. Show that Evan Solomon that, you know what, I'm a junior too, but I'm going to play better than you.
And Matt Pittman getting the start tonight. So instead of Elliot Boyk getting the start tonight, Matt Pittman is going to step into that role. Nate Person, Caleb Call, Dylan Craig, and Anthony Harrington.
And you're going to have Anthony, probably him or, like you had said, the head of the snake, him or Pitt up towards the front of it to try to, you know, ruffle some feathers.
Okay, and as I said before, number 24, Jacob Mueller, and number 10, Max Ostrom. He is a guard. We talked about Ostrom, too. Ostrom does a great job of running that point for the Charlevoix Raiders. And here's the inbounds right here to Evan Solomon. Solomon starting off. He's got Anthony Harrington all over him. Over to Ostrom. Ostrom looking back to Solomon. Solomon rips it around back to Mueller. Mueller takes it up a little too hard, but Mueller with the rebound, and Caleb Call is able to take it away from Ostrom. Dylan Craig brings it up, gives it to Harrington for the three ball up off the back of the rim. Caleb Stuck with the rebound. He's bringing it up with a full head of steam for the Raiders. They're going right to left across your radio, the Raiders are. The Grayling Vikings are going right toward the south basket on the Isabel Duba side of the floor. All right, and that almost a throwaway right there. They're playing that zone. They got the head of the snake out there. It's another three-point attempt right there. Ostrom, looked like Ostrom knocked it out of bounds, but Dylan Craig is going to get
You were right. It was right in front of the ref, too.
Yep, and Caleb Stuck gets it out to Solomon. Solomon up, and Pittman tried to get the rebound. Nice play by Mueller, though.
Mueller's tall and lanky. He's going to do a lot of that tonight.
Now to Ostrom. Ostrom takes it to the baseline. Nice move on Pershing right there, and he is going to get called for the foul, and we're going to take a quick 30-second break here on Q100.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Starting to get cabin fever. Starting? You probably already have it. McLean's Ace Hardware in Grayling can help. They have everything you need to complete your indoor winter project. From painting those walls to finally fixing that leak. No matter what your project is, McLean's Ace Hardware has everything you need. Don't see what you're looking for in the store? Never fear. McLean's is here. They can track down, order, and get in just about anything. McLean's Ace Hardware in Grayling. Get in, get out, get on with your project.
Bryant and Ostrom misses both of those free throws for Charlevoix. Anthony Harrington got it for Grayling, takes it out, gives it to Matt Pittman for the three ball. Off the mark. Nice rebound by Persing. Up and in! And the Grayling Vikings get on the board first, 2-0.
If we could have Persing that would
doing
be great.
Nate Persing doing what he does best, rebounding and putting it right back up and in. And there's Solomon getting it over to Mueller. Back over out to, ooh, it looked like Ostrom carried it. Anthony Harrington's got a steal. Gets it over to Pittman. Pittman puts it up and in. 4-0. Grayling Vikings with the early lead on the transition bucket off the steal by Harrington. And another steal by Persing. Persing gives it up to Caleb Call. Call up ahead to Pittman. Pittman's going to take the three. Off the mark. Persing with another rebound. Tears it away. Up and in. Nate Persing with 4 points in the early going. 6-0. 5:55 and ticking. Caleb Stuck over to Solomon. Solomon puts up an air ball. Mueller gets the rebound. Turnaround, jump shot, and in. So Charlevoix on the board. 6-2. Grayling leads.
That Putnam. He, that number 22, he is tough from the corners. We got to keep him off there. But great defensive and offensive rebound about Persing right now.
Persing's got it on the outside. They're going to give him the three-pointer. He takes it. Why and not? It's good! Nate Persing! With 7 of the 9 points for Grayling to start this game.
And defense leads to offense. You said it in the first game, but it is true tonight again.
Philip Stuck gets it over to Max Ostrom. Stuck inside. Gets it to Solomon. Solomon makes it. Evan Solomon knew what to do with it there. Made a great move on the baseline with a head fake and took it up and in. You heard Scott say he scores about 20 a game, and he's showing it right now. Dylan Craig got it on the outside. Matt Pittman, fell out of his hands, and Caleb Stuck steals it. Gives it up to Solomon. Solomon goes through the legs, smooth. Gives it to Caleb Stuck. Jacob Mueller. Back out to Ethan Putnam. And Mueller gets the rebound, goes inside the lane, and up and in.
That's what he does.
Yep, 9-6. Little slasher right through the lane, and we've watched Mueller do that for a couple years now.
And he can jump through the gym, and offensive rebounds is his forte.
Get it out to Caleb Call. Call is being checked right there by Solomon. He gives it up to Pittman. Pittman double team. Caleb Call's got it in the far corner, right by the doors to the gym over there, right in front of the fans.
Dylan's got to come get that ball and take something.
Here we go. Caleb Call takes it in, gets it back out to Anthony Harrington. Harrington being checked by Ostrom. Now they get it to Dylan Craig at the top of the key. Craig with a three-pointer, and it's up and in! DC 3! Oh, making it 2.
Yep, he was about a foot inside.
11-6.
We'll take the DC 3 call, though.
DC with his first bucket of the night. Here's Jacob Mueller with a three-point attempt. He misses. Matt Pittman with a rebound, and he got hit coming down. And Matt Pittman, full head of Steve-O. Passes it just behind Persing. And Elliot Boyd comes in for Matt Pittman now, coming off the bench.
Ryan Williams, too.
And Ryan Williams coming in for Persing. Persing with 7 of the 11 points for the Vikes. Starts out hot.
Yeah, and 3 rebounds and a steal, too. I mean, you can't beat that start. The first 4 minutes, it was all Persing.
All right. Here we go. Evan Solomon giving it up to number 20, John Sawyer, who just came in. Sauer, and Evan Solomon takes it up. That's going to be a foul on Anthony Harrington in the act of shooting. We're going to take a 30-second break here while Evan Solomon takes these free throws on Q100.
The people you know, the name you trust. North Central Area Credit Union. Integrity, service, and value. You can count on us. North Central Area Credit Union.
They have money to loan. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, snowmobile, RV, motorcycle, recreational vehicle, or a mortgage, NCACU is proud to be your local lender.
North Central Area Credit Union.
All right, Welcome back to Grayling High School, where the Charlevoix Raiders have come in to play the Grayling Vikings on their floor tonight in a conference battle. In the early going, it's Grayling Vikings 11-7, and Grayling just had a turnover, so Charlevoix is going to take over possession here. Caleb Stuck is going to inbound it under his own basket right here.
And Ketchum's in now, too, the head of the snake.
Yep, Jack Gaffney is checked in for Charlevoix. Caleb Stuck with a nice rebound. Back out to Jack Saar. Jack Saar getting it back out to Evan Solomon. Evan Solomon's totally smooth for Charlevoix. Gives it back out to Saar. Oh, Elliot Boyk almost had a breakaway there. Ryan Williams is going to get this turnover. Caleb Stuck picks him up. That's nice sportsmanship by the Raider.
He knew what happened. Junior right there. He tried to reach back and grab him, and all he did was grab arm.
Yep, and I like to see that, though. I like to see the players using the good sportsmanship that Caleb Stuck of the Charlevoix Raiders did right there. Now, Caleb Call bringing it down for the Grayling Vikings. Gives it up to Dylan Craig. Craig is going to hand it back to Caleb Call. He's at the top of the key. He's being checked by Evan Solomon. Elliot Boyk gets it on the wing. Does a head fake, and unfortunately took too many steps right there. Moved the pivot foot.
When he got that initial pick, he should have just went up for the jumper. It was about a 13-footer, and it would have been smooth because Elliot's known for that.
And Caleb Stuck for Charlevoix gives it up to Evan Solomon. Gives it to Jack Sawyer. Jack Sawyer throws it out of bounds. That's going to be a turnover for Charlevoix.
He threw it to Tim Zagilla.
He did. Tim Zagilla at the scorer's table. So if you are listening in Charlevoix, you're probably listening to our feed 94.5. Welcome on in and listen to your Raiders playing the Grayling Vikings right here on Q100 94.5. Elliot Boyk for the Grayling Vikings has it on the far wing. And Cameron Ketchum checked into the game. Boy, they called that travel late. We called it about 30 seconds before the referee did.
Yeah, we knew what was going to happen there.
All right, Caleb Stuck's going to inbound the ball after the turnover for Charlevoix. Evan Solomon bringing it up. He's being checked by Elliot Boyk. Going across that timeline. Evan Solomon's got it into a wide open. Wide open man right there, but Dylan Craig closed the gap quickly and got that swatter out and swatted it away for his first block of the night.
Folks, he leads the league, and I'm not just saying it. He's not a center. He's not really a power forward. He's a guard leading the league in block shots for the second year in a row.
He had six the other night against Kalkaska. Caleb Stuck takes a three-pointer right in front of us, and that rattles home for Charlevoix, and they cut the lead to one. 11-10, Grayling leads. Caleb Call brings it up for Grayling right now. He's being checked by Evan Solomon. And Caleb Call hands it off to Ketchum. Ketchum dribbling it around. He hands it off to Elliot Boyk. Boyk hands it off to Dylan Craig. Craig takes a three off the mark. And that is rebounded by Mueller to Stuck up to Solomon. Solomon going through the legs. He is smooth into the lane. What a move by Evan Solomon of Charlevoix. Through the legs, crossed him over and into the paint for a pretty finger roll.
And nobody tried to meet him at the bucket, and that's what you got to do. You got to put a body on him.
12-11, Charlevoix leads now. Cameron Ketchum's going to take it in.
Yeah.
He's going to go up strong, and Jacob Mueller's going to get called for the foul, and Cameron Ketchum's going to shoot a couple of Feeney Ford free throws for Grayling.
And Cam came all the way across the lane and had possession of the ball and tried to go up for like a fadeaway layup on the right-hand side, and Mueller got all body.
Cameron Ketchum, first Feeney Ford free throw right here. It's up and off the mark, just off the back of the rim. Anthony Harrington checking back into the game for Caleb Call. Call will get a blow right here. So on the floor for the Grayling Vikings, Dylan Craig, Anthony Harrington, Cameron Ketchum, Elliot Boyk, and Nate Persing. And Cameron misses the second Feeney Ford free throw, and Nate Persing tries to get in there for his fourth rebound and unfortunately knocks it out of bounds instead.
No, we got the ball.
We got the ball. Okay.
It looks like it was off Stuck's fingertips there.
Oh, good defense then right there by Persing. Persing's got it right in front of the Charlevoix bench. Now Craig's got it for the Vikings.
He's got Stuck on him. He needs to take him.
An NBA three off the mark, and Jacob Mueller grabs the rebound.
Can't settle for a three-pointer on that one.
He outlets it to Evan Solomon. Solomon trying to dribble through everybody. Gets it out to Jack Saar. Jack Saar going around. He's going to have it stolen. Elliot Boyk. Here we go. Oh, he gets it knocked out out of his hands by Evan Solomon, and Elliott was thinking dunk all the way.
That's right. He had that step on him, and Solomon knew, because I think he saw the highlight reel from about a week ago.
All right, Cameron Ketchum trying to inbound it. Finally does. Gets it out to Craig. Craig with a little underhand pass right there to Percy.
Take him.
Craig's got it right in front of the Charlevoix bench. He's got Caleb Stuck. This is a mismatch. Craig gets the pick. He's taking the three. That's off the mark. Not his shot tonight. And here comes Evan Solomon. Boy, he is smooth, Scott.
Yeah, he's a ball player. We knew that when he was a freshman a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, Stuck right in front of us. Gets it into Solomon. Oh, another block by Dylan Craig. This time on Solomon. And here's Ethan Putnam with a shot. Pursing with another rebound, his fourth of the game.
Great defense.
Craig thought about it. Now we've got 10 seconds left. Harrington is stuck in the corner. Might want to call a timeout right here. Trying to get it out to Cameron Ketchum. Does. 4 seconds on the clock. Out to Craig. Hope Craig's looking at it. NBA three. And off the mark. So at the end of the first quarter, it's Charlevoix Raiders 12, Grayling Vikings 11. We'll be right back with the second quarter after these messages on Q100.
How do you define independence?
Freedom of choice.
Whatever suits my needs.
At Cornell Insurance, we're an independent insurance agent representing a company like Auto Owners Insurance.
Independence means I don't have to rely on one thing.
Talk to Cornell Insurance about auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Talk to us about Auto Owners Insurance.
Independence means I'm in the driver's seat.
Online at CornellInsurance.com and on Facebook. Choose wisely.
Choose independently.
Over 100 years of protecting you and your loved ones. Choose Cornell Insurance.
Make it great, make it better. Matt LaFontaine Automotive.
Hi, this is Matt LaFontaine from Matt LaFontaine Automotive in Grayling. On behalf of my wife, Christine, and our entire MLA team, we want to thank you for all of your support. And we are so proud to be in Grayling and part of this great community. Please stop in and visit any one of our Grayling locations. We'll make sure you feel right at home. Or see us online 24 hours a day at MattLaFontaineAutomotive.com.
All right, we're back here, Grayling High School, Friday night, snow going night. It's always a special time, even during the pandemic. We are going to have all the court here, the freshman, sophomore, junior, prince and princess. And, of course, the king and queen is going to be crowned at halftime. So stick around for those details. I'm Chad Patterson, the voice of Grayling Viking Sports, along with Scott Nicholas, the color analyst, and my good friend, as Dylan Craig inbounds it to Caleb Call off of the timeout. They're down by one. And Pursing goes up strong, and he's going to go to the line and shoot two Feeney Ford free throws.
Well, they must have heard what Mr. Patterson and I were talking in the commercial break here. Dylan needs to take the ball and take it to the basket because he creates so much. People will get off their other players, come and suck into him, and then Pursing was wide open for a layup. So when you're the scorer and you bring everybody to you, everybody's going to be open.
And Nate Pursing hits his first Feeney Ford free throw.
He's rolling.
That was smooth. He is absolutely feeling it. He's got 8 points on the night, 4 rebounds, and he ties the game at 12 with that Feeney Ford free throw. Here's his second Feeney Ford free throw. Up and good. Oh, 9 points for Nate Pursing. He's feeling it. And here we go. Evan Solomon bringing it up against Anthony Harrington. Gives it to Caleb Stuck. Stuck brings it across the timeline. He passes it inside. Mueller gets it. Oh, what a double clutch right there move. And it's going to be a foul, looks like, on Caleb Call. And Jacob Mueller's going to shoot two right here. What happened on that play, Scott?
Well, the ball kind of went through about 15 people, it looked like, and Mueller was in the perfect spot to receive a pass that he wasn't expecting. And we got to put a body on him. You got to get him away at least 5 feet from the basket. Maybe that's what Ryan Williams is in to do right now, is that you're going to use your elbows, your hips, your booty, everything to get him out of that lane.
All right, is that coach talk right there?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, and Mueller misses both free throws, but Caleb Stuck gets the rebound for Charlevoix. And now Evan Solomon's got it outside. He's being double-teamed. And now it's going to be a foul on Anthony Harrington. Harrington just put the body strong on number 22, Ethan Putnam. And that is going to be a foul on Harrington, and that is going to be his second. And Cameron Ketchum gets off the bench quickly for Grayling to replace Harrington. All right, Putnam inbounds the ball to Caleb Stuck. Stuck's got it. Boyk not following him, not yet anyway. And, nice steal by Cameron Ketchum up ahead to Call. Call's got it on the wing, right in front of the fans. Cameron Ketchum's got it on the baseline. That's cut off by Caleb Stuck. Craig's got it outside. It looks like Charlevoix's moved into a zone here, Scott.
Yeah, they're trying. It's like a boxing one, kind of the same thing with Dylan, and trying to see if they can get one person on him and then everybody else just float around.
Okay, and there is a nice defensive play right there by Jack Gaffney as Dylan Craig was trying to get an in pass right there in the post to Ryan Williams. Now Craig's got it on that outside right there, outside the three-point line. Now he's taking it to the basket, to the foul line extension. Nice little move there. Was that a little more what you're looking for, Scott?
Yeah, yeah. Get even a little bit closer, another 2-3 feet. And even if you have to back him in, because you can do a fadeaway.
Okay, Mueller's got it inside. He's got three guys on him. Kicks it back outside right there. Dylan Craig with the rebound after the missed shot by Solomon. Up ahead to Boyk, and Boyk! What a beautiful pass by Craig. Baseball pass, and then Elliot Boyk with a nice little reverse layup. And 15-12, Grayling leads. Inside right here to Gaffney. Gaffney can't make it. Craig with his second rebound in a row. He was looking for another baseball pass.
Yeah.
Gets it up ahead to Ketchum. Ketchum takes a three-pointer. That's off the mark. That's rebounded by Solomon. Solomon with a full head of steam. Coming up, makes a nice pass inside to Putnam. And now Boyk has got a rebound up ahead to Ketchum. Ketchum's going to go up strong and hit the finger roll over Jacob Mueller.
Mueller was dying.
What a nice move by Ketchum and a great defensive play by Elliot Boyk to pass it ahead to him. And they steal it away again. Here comes Call up ahead to Boyk. Boyk with the finger roll. 19-12.
Looks like timeout time.
Timeout, baby. We're taking a break here at Q100.
Hey, Viking fans, this is Kevin Jansen with Jansen Insurance in Grayling. Jansen Insurance is a full-service independent insurance agency ready to assist you with all of your insurance needs. We can help with home, auto, commercial, life, health, and more. Call 989-348-6711. Stop into our office at 2195 South I-75 Business Loop, or just send a request to our website, janseninsurance.com. Let our team show you why we're the right agency for you. As always, let's go Vikes!
Jack Milliken Inc. is a proud supporter of the Grayling Vikings and reminds you, if you have home projects underway, Jack Milliken Inc. can help. They deliver sand, gravel, topsoil, and bulk dairy dew. Hosting a party? Save your septic with the portable toilet rentals. And call Jack Milliken Inc. when it's time to pump your septic tank. Every 3 to 5 years is recommended. Find them at jackmilliken.com or call 989-348-8411. Jack Milliken Inc. Trusted in Northern Michigan for 78 years.
Here at Grayling High School, Grayling, Michigan, and the Vikings have taken a 7-point lead. They went off on a little run right here, and it's defense turned to offense, isn't it, Scott Nicholas?
That's right. Caleb Call's got two straight assists. Him and Elliot Boyk leading the head of the snake right now, and Charlevoix is just reeling right now, so let's continue doing it.
Caleb Stug makes a nice move along the baseline on Ryan Williams and goes right around him and gets on the scoreboard. 19-14 now, Grayling leading by five. That was a nice move by Caleb Stuck, the junior.
Yeah, Ryan's got to move his feet a little bit better on that one.
Cameron Ketchum takes it outside to Elliot Boyk for a three ball. E.T. Phone home! 22-14. Elliot Boyk gets his fifth point in a row. And, oh, that looked like a carry right there by Jack Gaffney, but he got away with it and makes the play up ahead to Elliot Boyk. And Boyk stepped on the line. Caleb Call trying to get it up ahead to him.
They must have seen something, because every time Dylan's getting a rebound or taking the ball out, he is looking to throw that baseball pass all the way down. So they must saw something on tape that Charlevoix does.
All right, and Sparty Skillern has just checked in right now for Ryan Williams, and I'm sure that Coach is going to talk to him about that baseline play. Sparty Skillern knocks, and he comes up with a steal. Just cut off the baseline that he went down last time. Elliot Boyk with another three! E.T. Phone home! All right, 25-16, 9-point lead for the Vikings.
Beautiful, beautiful passing in the backcourt.
Evan Solomon right now gets it up to Ethan Putnam. Putnam trying to get around Dylan Craig. And he doesn't get around, does not get around Sparty Skillern, though. And Sparty's going to get called for the foul, though. But I like it. He went straight up, Scott.
Yeah, he went straight up with his hands, but he didn't even move his feet. He was just standing there, and the guy bounced off him because Sparty has probably got about 60 pounds on him. And of course, he's going to bounce off 44.
Sparty is a big, big fella. One of our great offensive and defensive linemen on the regional championship football team. And he plays a down low presence here for the basketball team.
Exactly. And we got most of our offensive line coming back next year with Millie. And I mean, it's just going to be exciting. A fun year next year, too.
Ethan Putnam makes both of those free throws. 25-18, Grayling leads. Nice job by Putnam to put in both those free throws, though. Dylan Craig bringing it up over the timeline for Grayling. And Cameron Ketchum's got it now for Grayling. Makes a nice move in the lane. And he's gonna draw a foul on Evan Solomon. Anytime you can do that, it's good.
Well, they move Solomon off of Dylan. Dylan was getting guarded by Putnam and then Solomon, but now they moved it back to Putnam. And so, you know what?
Draw the foul. That's Solomon's second. I keep going after him. Have Cameron penetrate right now. Elliott Boyd takes another three. Oh, that one's off the mark. Mueller with the rebound. Mueller's arms are longer than the gym. I mean,
yes,
he can reach anything for Charlevoix right now.
And that's the type of player you want on a college team.
He's got length, yep. Oh, here's a steal by Boyd with a little finger roll. 27-18. Elliott Boyk has come to play. I like him better off the bench, Scott.
Exactly. And he was going to go for the dunk, but he heard Mueller's footsteps.
Yep. Mueller was thinking, I'm going to block this. And Mueller going up strong, and he comes up with a shot of his own. Craig with another baseball pass. The outlet to Boyk. Boyk thinks about the three. He's got Ostrom all over him, though. Caleb Call going to calm it down. Now he's trying to take Caleb Stuck off the dribble.
Nope.
E.T. with the phone home, but not quite home this time. Boyk's going to get another shot at it, though. This one off the mark. Caleb Call with his second offensive rebound in a row. I was going to say, is LA going to go for it a third time? Missed two threes in a row.
He was thinking about it, though.
He thought about pulling up. He is pretty hot tonight.
You got the whole bench standing up, the crowds on the edge of their seats. This is Grayling basketball right here.
27-20. Caleb Call's got it. Hands it off to Ketchum. Ketchum, take him. Take it right at Evan Solomon. He's got two fouls. That's their star player. Gets it back out to Craig. And timeout Grayling. We're going to take a timeout here on Q100.
Denham Family Chiropractic has always been dedicated to helping people achieve their health and wellness goals. They offer a wide variety of services, all designed to better your life. Chiropractic care, corrective exercises, lifestyle advice, nutrition counseling, massage therapy, and more. Denham Family Chiropractic knows that it isn't just about your health, it's about your life. Get on the road to wellness by going to denimfamilychiropractic.com. Jack Milliken Inc. is a proud supporter of the Grayling Vikings and reminds you, if you have home projects underway, Jack Milliken Inc. can help. They deliver sand, gravel, topsoil, and bulk dairy dew. Hosting a party? Save your septic with the portable toilet rentals and call Jack Milliken Inc. when it's time to pump your septic tank. Every 3 to 5 years is recommended. Find them at jackmilliken.com or call 989-348-8411. Jack Milliken Inc. Trusted in Northern Michigan for 78 years.
We're back here, Grayling High School, where Grayling is leading 27-20 over the Charlevoix Raiders. The Charlevoix Raiders came in here
4-0.
And they are 4-0, right?
Yeah,
and
number one in the LMC.
Grayling is 1-3, so the Charlevoix Raiders getting a little shell-shocked right now by the Grayling Vikings, and the Grayling Vikings are about to inbound the ball against the Charlevoix Raiders here. Grayling hands it off to Cameron Ketchum. Ketchum back out to Craig. Craig taking it up against Ethan Putnam. Now gives it back to Caleb Call. Caleb Call's got it for Grayling. He's going right at the Charlevoix Raider, Evan Solomon. Now Cameron Ketchum's got it. Ketchum's being covered by Charlevoix's Max Ostrom. Now Dylan Craig looking out at all those Charlevoix players. He's going to take
through.
It around the Charlevoix players. He's going to shoot over the Charlevoix players. Now Ethan Putnam for Charlevoix brings it up the court. He passes it over to Looks like Jack Sawyer back in the game. Now Max Ostrom takes a three. That's off the mark. Ryan Williams fights for that rebound, but Ostrom is going to Ostrom from the Charlevoix Raiders fouls Ryan Williams. Grayling Vikings lead the Charlevoix Raiders 27-20.
We got 2 minutes and 4 seconds up. Win these 2 minutes. Get above a 10-point lead.
Grayling Vikings have the ball. Dylan Craig bringing it up for the Grayling Vikings against the Charlevoix Raiders. Charlevoix Raiders are on defense right now. Matt Pittman's got it for Grayling. Takes it inside against Caleb Stuck. Now Cameron Ketchum's got it. Hands it back out to Caleb Call for Grayling. Caleb Call takes it inside the lane. Gets it back out to Ryan Williams. Nice move. Oh. Can't quite finish at the rim. Max Ostrom from the Charlevoix Raiders makes the rebound. Gets it up to Caleb Stuck of the Charlevoix Raiders. Now Max Ostrom's got it. Gives it to Ethan Putnam. Caleb Stuck shoots it for the Charlevoix Raiders. And that's a three-pointer.
He's not known for a three, but boy, that was nice.
He can shoot it. 27-23. Grayling Vikings over Charlevoix right now. Charlevoix on defense now. And Matt Pittman takes it up Max Ostrom, and he's going to get called for a travel. So Charlevoix Raiders will get the ball back.
How is
Charlevoix
that a
Raiders
travel?
Will bring it back right to left across your radio. And Evan Solomon of the Charlevoix Raiders passes it over to Max Ostrom of Charlevoix. Now Caleb Stuck has it for Charlevoix. He gets it way outside for Charlevoix to Max Ostrom. And Cameron Ketchum of Grayling is going to be called for the foul. And Max Ostrom of the Charlevoix Raiders is going to inbound the ball. It's going to be Caleb Stuck.
And that's only Grayling's sixth foul. We got 52 seconds left here. So you got to be smart. Taking out Pity right here. You got Elliott, who's been hot. See if you can make something happen for this last 50 seconds.
27-3, 50 seconds left. And Cameron Ketchum gets called for another foul. That'll be his second in the last 20 seconds for the Grayling Vikings.
I think I jinxed him.
Yep. So Charlevoix is going to be in the 1-1 situation right here. Evan Solomon is going to shoot from the line. He's a junior for the Charlevoix Raiders. Charlevoix Raiders are at the line right now. Evan Solomon going to take the first free throw in a 1-1 situation for Charlevoix. And that's off the mark. Dylan Craig with the rebound. Looks up ahead. He's got a full head of steam. 44 seconds and ticking for the Grayling Vikings. He hands it off to Elliott Boyk. Boyk dribbles it off his foot, but regains possession. Goes in the lane. Shoots it up from the free throw line. Up and in over Max Ostrom. And Charlevoix coming back down the floor. But Grayling leads 29-23 over Charlevoix right now. Now Evan Solomon's got it. Swings it around. Back to Caleb Stuck for a three. Off the mark. Craig goes up high for the rebound, but Mueller comes down with it for Charlevoix. Max Ostrom's got it. And that's almost a steal by Boyk. Right there. Boyk with quick hands for Grayling, but Charlevoix will regain possession here.
Elliott's come to play tonight. I mean, the leading scorer in the first half, I thought it would be Pershing, but right now Elliott's got 14 first half points.
Pershing has nine. He had the, like, I think
first
he had the
nine. First nine out of 11.
9 out of 11 points. Yep. There we go. Out to Evan Solomon. Charlevoix has the ball. Charlevoix bringing it up in the half-court offense. Now Solomon's got it again. He's at half-court. He kicks it out to Caleb Stuck. Stuck makes a nice head fake. Goes in the lane. Pity cut off the lane, though. Here's Evan Solomon, and that is halftime, folks, with the Grayling Vikings leading the Charlevoix Raiders. That's the Charlevoix Raiders. The Grayling Vikings are leading 29-23. We'll be right back with the Matt LaFontaine Automotive Regional Halftime Scoreboard Show after these messages from our fine partners on Q100.
WYPV Mackinac City, WQON Grayling, WWMN Thompsonville, Q100,
made in Northern Michigan.
So you're looking for a doohickey, you know, that thingamajig. Sometimes we just don't know exactly what it is we are looking for. No worries. McLean's Ace Hardware in Grayling has experts in finding those, you know, whatchamadoodles. And if by chance you don't find what you're looking for, McLean's Ace Hardware has access to thousands of items on acehardware.com. They'll find what you're looking for, even those hoo-has. McLean's Ace Hardware in Grayling. Get in, get out, get on with your life.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Configuring the Bluetooth. Deciding who controls the music. Remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an Auto Owner's Insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cornell Insurance in Grayling at 201 Huron Street next to Burger King or online at cornellinsurance.com.
In 1952, my grandfather returned to Gaylord from the Korean War. For 7 years, he worked 7 days a week to build his business. The hard work paid off. Today, the company that Dale Ellison Johnson built continues with his sons, grandchildren, and an incredibly hardworking team. Treasure your family and your community. We are all in this together, and together we will move forward. Remember, the Johnson Oil and Propane Company is here to help. Call 989-732-2451 or visit johnsonspropane.com.
Hey, Viking fans, this is Kevin Jansen with Jansen Insurance in Grayling. Jansen Insurance is a full-service independent insurance agency ready to assist you with all of your insurance needs. We can help with home, auto, commercial, life, health, and more. Call 989-348-6711. Stop into our office at 2195 South I-75 Business Loop or just send a request to our website, janseninsurance.com. Let our team show you why we're the right agency for you. As always, let's go Vikes!
Go Vikings! Old Dam Road Party Store puts the convenient in convenience store. Whether you need supplies for a weekend get-together or just a quick last-minute item, Old Dam Road Party Store is your one-stop shop that is locally owned and operated by a Grayling Viking alum. For up-to-date specials and arrivals, follow them on Facebook. Old Dam Road Party Store, good times and great memories start there. Go Vikings!
Feeney Ford of Grayling makes your vehicle buying experience fast and easy. That's why they always say, when you're looking for a car, you won't have to look far, you'll find it fast at Feeney. Simply browse their inventory online from the comfort of your home. You can request more information, set up a test drive, and even inquire about financing. Feeney Ford of Grayling has a wonderful team of salespeople with many years of experience satisfying their customers' needs. Check them out at FeeneyFord.com.
We are back here at Grayling High School, Grayling, Michigan, where the Grayling Vikings lead the Charlevoix Raiders 29-23. And you are hearing that right. The Grayling Vikings have come to play tonight. The snow-going festivities are going on right now as they're introducing the princess and prince of each grade level. And me and Scott have both been part of this as parents, and it's just a great event, and I'm glad they're still able to do this even during the pandemic.
I totally agree with you. It feels a little bit more normal right now. We got not a full gym, but we got pretty close on our side. And it's just great to see the kids being able to celebrate that with their families and all of us who have been, you know, cheering them on, not just in sports, but in school and their, you know, after hours activities and everything. So it's just a great thing Grayling's doing.
They're playing a great game, or they're doing a great thing here, and the players are playing a great game, and for the fans to see. So well, Scott, I'm going to let you run down some of the first half stats for us right now.
Okay, leading Grayling with 14 great, awesome first quarter or first half points is Elliot Boyk coming off the bench, like you had mentioned, which I think is a great idea. Great him and Caleb coming off.
Well, it worked great for Caleb in the Calcat game. He had 15 points, and Elliott's headed right down that same road.
That's right. And Nate Persing, our center, forward, guard, whatever you need to call him, he's got 9. Cameron Ketchum, Matt Pittman, and Dylan Craig all have 2. And the thing is you hear Dylan Craig, 2 points.
He's a facilitator.
Exactly.
Though.
Yep. He's bringing out his top defender out past the 3-point line. So, you know, Putnam, who's one of the best defenders in the league, he's sticking on him like glue. So that's leaving other guys open, and Persing and Elliott are taking advantage of it.
Absolutely. I absolutely love their defense tonight. I love the game plan against a really, really good Charlevoix team, a team who came in here 4-0 and doing really well. So we have those stats brought to you by our halftime sponsor is Matt LaFontaine Automotive. Matt LaFontaine Automotive has been a sponsor for the last few years of our halftime show. We want to thank them very much for being a great partner of Grayling Viking Sports and Q100. They make it great, make it matter at Matt LaFontaine Automotive. Unmatched service, large inventory to service department, second to none. We'll be right back with more on Q100.
Hi, Hi, this is Matt LaFontaine from Matt LaFontaine Automotive in Grayling. On behalf of my wife, Christine, and our entire MLA team, we want to thank you for all of your support, and we are so proud to be in Grayling and part of this great community. Please stop in and visit any one of our Grayling locations. We'll make sure you feel right at home. Or see us online 24 hours a day at MattLaFontaineAutomotive.com.
This is Kevin Johnson, president of Johnson's Propane. We are a locally owned and operated business since 1954 here in Northern Michigan. We have been ranked number one by People's Choice for Northern Michigan's propane supplier year in and year out, thanks to our loyal customers. We want to invite any homeowner to give us a call for our switch out special. Here at Johnson's Propane, safety is our number one priority because we have families too. Visit us at johnsonspropane.com or like us on Facebook for our weekly promotions and specials. Johnson's Propane, a name you can trust.
Hi, I'm Katie Olson, and I love this community. I'm proud to serve Grayling as a Farm Bureau insurance agent. There are a lot of insurance options out there, a lot of places you can go for insurance, but we'll give you personal face-to-face service right here in your community. One agent, one company, one-to-one service. Call the Olson Agency today at 989-348-9456. 989-348-9456. Backed by the integrity of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Denham Family Chiropractic has always been dedicated to helping people achieve their health and wellness goals. They offer a wide variety of services, all designed to better your life. Chiropractic care, corrective exercises, lifestyle advice, nutrition counseling, massage therapy, and more. Denham Family Chiropractic knows that it isn't just about your health, it's about your life. Get on the road to wellness by going to DenimFamilyChiropractic.com.
The people you know, the name you trust, North Central Area Credit Union. Integrity, service, and value, you can count on us, North Central Area Credit Union.
They have money to loan. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, snowmobile, RV, motorcycle, recreational vehicle, or a mortgage, NCACU is proud to be your local lender.
North Central Area Credit Union.
All right, we are back here at Grayling High School, Grayling, Michigan, where the Grayling Vikings are up 29-23 at halftime against the Charlevoix Raiders. If you're listening in Charlevoix, you can catch us on 94.5. But if you're listening right here in Grayling, 100.3 Q100, and we are just having a great time. Grayling really came to play tonight, and I think Charlevoix really ran into a buzzsaw.
Yeah, I'm really surprised is the defense that they've really played on Evan Solomon. The kid's averaging over 20 points a game, and I'm thinking maybe he has three or four, kind of along the same lines as Dylan, but Dylan's been more of a facilitator. They've put the facilitating on Putnam and Mueller more than Solomon, because we're not really guarding him when he's 3 feet behind the three-point line. They're guarding Dylan 3-4 feet past the three-point line.
And really, a lot of their scoring, Scott, has come off, like you said, about Jacob Mueller's offensive rebounds. I mean,
without him,
you know, I mean, he's a good slasher. We talked about how long his arms are, and he seems to be able to grab everything. But I got to tell you, though, I have been really impressed with Nate Persing down low and Ryan Williams, who have been, and Sparty was in there for a little bit of time. But Ryan Williams and Nate Persing have really been battling with Jacob Mueller. That's hard to do. He's a good, experienced player.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say Persing's defense down there. He's been battling it like crazy.
Yeah, just doing a great job. Here's the king and queen. Drew Canary is the king. And look at Sterling Shazry is going to hand him the crown. Oh, Sterlo coming back. He was the snow-going king from last year. You probably remember him from the football team. Well, but what's important, nobody cares about the king. I mean, you know.
It's
always about the queen. So we will announce that in just a second. But we are really proud of the Grayling Vikings tonight, 29-23. And they got to play the full four quarters.
That's right. It's got to be four quarters of basketball tonight because
Allison Brown.
Good job, Allison.
Allison Brown is going to get the crown, and she's going to get that from one of the Schwartz twins. I'm not sure.
It's Jordan.
It's Jordan. Okay, Jordan Schwartz. So she was queen last now going. So Allison Brown, who we just did her game, and of course Drew Canary, the All-State defensive end, who's going to Michigan Tech.
Yeah, and you know what's more impressive? That trying to get into Michigan Tech.
Yeah.
You don't get in just to play football. You get in because you have the smarts.
And Drew is really smart.
Yeah, so, exactly.
He's a very, very smart young man, and we wish all of them the best. So, all right, 29-23, and when we come back here, we'll talk a little bit about what Grayling has to do in this second half to really hold on to this lead and finish this game. We'll be right back on the Matt LaFontaine Automotive Regional Halftime Scoreboard Show after these messages on Q100.
Hart Ford in Roscommon. You've come to know them as the home of the Sweetheart Deal. That's not just a slogan. It's a daily promise to everyone who walks onto the lot. You get great service Sweetheart Deals, great sales Sweetheart Deals, Sweetheart Deals on trade-in, and Sweetheart Financing Deals. The Harts have been making a Sweetheart Deal here for over 40 years, so it's their name and reputation on the line every day. Visit Hart Ford off the exit 239 in Roscommon and find out what your friends and neighbors already know. Hart Ford is the home of the Sweetheart Deal.
Hey, Viking fans, this is Kevin Jansen with Jansen Insurance in Grayling. Jansen Insurance is a full-service independent insurance agency ready to assist you with all of your insurance needs. We can help with home, auto, commercial, life, health, and more. Call 989-348-6711. Stop into our office at 2195 South I-75 Business Loop or just send a request to our website, janseninsurance.com. Let our team show you why we're the right agency for you. As always, let's go Vikes!
For the best propane service and the best propane prices, call on your local friends and neighbors at Fick & Sons. Locally owned and operated in Grayling since 1958, Fick & Sons is your dependable, convenient, local source for every fuel need. Call Fick & Sons at 800-292-9295 for service today or visit fickandsons.com. Fick & Sons is proud to support the Grayling Vikings and proud to serve you and your family. Go Vikings!
Hi, this is Matt LaFontaine from Matt LaFontaine Automotive in Grayling. On behalf of my wife, Christine, and our entire MLA team, we want to thank you for all of your support, and we are so proud to be in Grayling and part of this great community. Please stop in and visit any one of our Grayling locations. We'll make sure you feel right at home. Or see us online 24 hours a day at mattlafontaineautomotive.com.
My good friend Mark Beinert Armstrong is making fun of me right now about my use of technology.
We just love Mark. He's the best.
Yes, this is he helps me with all the plays, and he is just he actually does all the plays. I'm the face. But you are listening to the Matt LaFontaine Automotive Regional Halftime Scoreboard Show. Make it great, make it matter at Matt LaFontaine Automotive. Unmatched service, large inventory, and a service department second to none. I'm Chad Patterson, the voice of Grayling Viking Sports, along with the color analyst Scott Nicholas. You are listening to Q100, and if you're listening to Charlevoix, hopefully you're listening to 94.5 FM, and you can get us on the app too. I mean, you can Alexa, just say hey.
We're everywhere.
Just get us. All right. Scott, Matt LaFontaine makes it great. They make it matter. What do the Grayling Vikings have to do to make it great and make it matter in the second half?
Don't stop. Continue what you've gotten this 6-point lead. You have outplayed them defensively. You've outplayed them on turnovers, rebounding. I mean, yes, Putnam's got a few and Mueller's got a few, but Pershing's holding his own down there. Ryan Williams, Dylan Kredt's got 3 or 4. Just keep doing what you've got done in the first half. I mean, that's all you can do. There's really no change right now because you are playing your perfect game against right now the best team in the LMC.
Absolutely. And answer me this, Scott. I don't know because I haven't seen Charlevoix play all season, but they don't have much of a bench. There's not much depth there.
No, they only usually have two guys that come off, and they're at one. And, you know, if you can get them in foul trouble, they're going to have issues. Solomon's got two. You said it the first half is Ketchum caught the ball a couple times and he just stayed out in the 3-point line. He's got to know that, you know what? Evan's got two. He's their big stud. I'm taking the ball to the basket and hopefully the rest will call it.
John Sawyer and let's see, who else did we see off the bench? Jack Gaffney, really, that's about it.
And that was for a minute at a time.
Yep, here we go. Second half starts. Grayling has the ball. Harrington has the ball right in front of his bench. And Jacob Mueller is going to try to steal it. He bounced it off the baseline. So Grayling's going to hold on to possession right right here. Grayling now going right to left across your radio, going right toward that north bucket. And they're on the Victor Viking side of the court right now. And Dylan Craig takes a three. That's off the mark, and Jacob Mueller gets a rebound for Charlevoix. Charlevoix coming up, Evan Solomon with a full head of steam. He gives it to Caleb Stuck right in front of his bench. Back out to Mueller. Mueller back out to Stuck. Little two-man game inside to Solomon. Dylan Craig goes up. Ethan Putnam's got it out in the top of the key. Caleb Stuck's got it. Oh, here we go! And a slam dunk! Elliot Boyk! Two-handed jam! 31-23, baby! 7:18 left in this second quarter. And Jacob Mueller gets the rebound. He makes a little layup. 31-25, Grayling leading. What a highlight reel dunk that was for Elliot Boyk. But Anthony Harrington made it happen, Scott.
Yeah, what a great defensive play.
Harrington, the two soccer players. Harrington making the steal and outlet pass up to Elliot for the dunk. And now Caleb Stuck's got it for Charlevoix. Charlevoix bringing it up. He's got it at the top of the key. There's a bounce pass out to Solomon. There's a block by Craig. And Craig goes up against Mueller.
He met him at the point of no return, and Solomon had no answer to DC3 there.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. Solomon got blocked by Craig. Mueller grabbed the deflection, went up strong. I thought Craig was going to block him as well.
Man.
But he gets called for the foul. That's Dylan's first of the night. So Jacob Mueller shooting two free throws for Charlevoix right here makes the first one. 31-26, Grayling leads.
But, you know, we get that dunk. Crowd goes nuts. Bench goes nuts. But now we got to continue. We can't just stop and be satisfied with that.
Mueller misses the second free throw for Charlevoix. Caleb Call gets the rebound for Grayling. Now Elliot Boyk's got it. Boyk's right in front of his bench. Coach Batway yelling something out. Boyk going across the baseline. Tries to get a pass over to Caleb Call. And a little too much mustard on that one. And that's going to be a turnover by the Vikings.
It was a good idea. I mean, it was a play right down the baseline. Caleb was going to be open for a three, but just kind of a little too high.
Charlevoix's got the ball. Caleb Stuck takes it across the half court line. He's being double teamed by Boyk and Harrington. Now Putnam's got it right in front of his bench. Gets it back out to Stuck. Now Putnam's going to take the three, and he hits it. Ooh. Nothing but net, and that cuts it to two, Scott. So that 6-point lead is gone. 31-29 now. Grayling only leading by two over Charlevoix.
They're 4-0 for a reason.
Caleb Call's got it. Gets it out to Nate Persing. Nate Persing, top of the key. Taking it up strong gets Mueller. Now gets it back out to Caleb Call on the wing. He takes a three. That's in. The three ball by CeCe. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout here on Q100.
This is Kevin Johnson, president of Johnson's Propane. We are a locally owned and operated business since 1954 here in Northern Michigan. We have been ranked number one by People's Choice for Northern Michigan's propane supplier year in and year out, thanks to our loyal customers. We want to invite any homeowner to give us a call for our switch out special. Here at Johnson's Propane, safety is our number one priority because we have families too. Visit us at johnsonspropane.com or like us on Facebook for our weekly promotions and specials. Johnson's Propane, a name you can trust.
How do you define independence?
Freedom of choice.
Whatever suits my needs.
At Cornell Insurance, we're an independent insurance agent representing a company like Auto Owners Insurance.
Independence means I don't have to rely on one thing.
Talk to Cornell Insurance about auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Talk to us about Auto Owners Insurance.
Independence means I'm in the driver's seat.
Online at cornellinsurance.com and on Facebook. Choose wisely.
Choose independently.
Over 100 years of protecting you and your loved ones. Choose Cornell Insurance.
Hi, I'm Katie Olson, and I love this community. I'm proud to serve Grayling as a Farm Bureau insurance agent. There are a lot of insurance options out there, a lot of places you can go for insurance, but we'll give you personal face-to-face service right here in your community. One agent, one company, one-to-one service. Call the Olson Agency today at 989-348-9456. 989-348-9456. Backed by the integrity of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
All right, we're back here. Charlevoix has the ball outside to Caleb Stuck. He'll take a three ball. He had Dylan Craig running in his face. Nate Persing with another rebound, his fifth of the night.
Love it.
Craig looking ahead. He's going to take it inside. Oh, nice play right there. Evan Solomon with the rebound and almost got away from him. Anthony Harrington with those quick hands, but Evan Solomon regains it. He's got it for Charlevoix, taking it up at the top of the key. He kicks it out to Max Ostrom. Ostrom's got Caleb Call all over him. Ostrom for Charlevoix tries to go to the baseline. Nate Persing cuts that off. Now Caleb Stuck's got it for Charlevoix. Gives it to Ethan Putnam for a three off the front of the rim. And ball's going to go back to Charlevoix here as it went off Nate Persing's foot.
Persing had the rebound, but it was slapped away by Stuck. And it looked like Solomon was kind of in there. Putnam was in there. Kind of everybody trying to box Nate out of there.
Solomon's got it right in front of his bench. Thought about the NBA three for Charlevoix. Instead, thought better of it. Now Jacob Mueller's got a three ball off the mark. Oh, great rebound by Caleb Stuck.
He's just right a there. Hustler.
Yep, he ran right in there. That's a coach's kid.
Yeah,
right
he there. Doesn't stop.
You hustle.
Because you know Coach is going to go home tonight, and he's going to be across the house from him, and he's going to be watching video of what he did.
Yep. Well, and you know Coach Matt Stuck is, you know all the Stuck boys have lost one-on-one games to their sister Elise. And,
oh, yeah.
You know that. And Coach Matt Stuck probably stays on Caleb all the time by hustle.
Well, I remember Matt when he played, and he was no slouch either.
He came right from the three-point line to get that free throw. And Dylan Craig's going to be called for his second foul on Mueller. Mueller had his back to the basket, posting up Dylan Craig.
That was a cheap call there. He barely even had his hand on his middle of his back.
Got called for a little reach around there. Okay, here we go. And there's Ethan Putnam with that three ball up, and Sparty grabs the rebound just into the game. He hands it off to Caleb Call. Here comes Dylan Craig, full head of steam. He's got Ethan Putnam on him. Takes a two-point shot off the mark. Sparty with the rebound. Oh, Sparty with two rebounds in a row. Went up strong with it, but couldn't finish. 34-29, Grayling over Charlevoix right now, but Charlevoix has the ball. Caleb Stuck with a three-pointer off the mark. It hit the top of the basket, and that'll be Grayling ball.
Yep, and Sparty's come in and, you know, energized a little bit on the defensive end. Offensive rebound, he should have drew a foul there. I mean, he got slapped on the hand and the head. So, great play by 44.
In for Grayling right now, Caleb Call, Dylan Craig, Cameron Ketchum, Sparty Skiller, and Elliot Boyk, who had the dunk just a little while ago. Got this crowd fired up. Sparty with his back to the basket. Little hook! Oh, little left-handed hook, but Jacob Mueller is a good defender, and he had Sparty the whole way there. Max Ostrom kicks it out to Putnam. Putnam thought about the three-pointer. Looked like he moved the feet a little too much there. Ostrom's going to take the free throw shot. Oh! Caleb!
Yes.
Caleb Stuck just knocked Cameron Ketchum to the ground. And, oh, man, that was wicked, Scott.
And it wasn't a foul on him. It was just Stuck already had the ball. Ketchum came in a little late, and that could have been called actually on Ketchum, even though he took the brunt of it.
And let's just say that's a linebacker on a place kicker right there.
Yep, pretty much. it wasn't Pat McAfee trying to make a tackle there.
Exactly. Caleb Stuck is a big fella, and he just knocked out Cameron. So, there we go. Solomon gets it out to Caleb Stuck. Stuck trying to take it in. Sparty Skiller playing good defense here. Oh, Anthony Harrington. He had a bead on the steal right there, and he's going to get called for the foul. Oh, the foul. Oh, boy, I thought he was going for the ball the whole way. That's gonna
that's tough.
Anthony's third, and, of course, Cameron's going to come in right away for him. Ketchum comes in. So it's going to be Charlevoix ball here. Caleb Stuck's going to inbound at 3:26 left to go in this third, 34-29. Not a lot of scoring so far in this third quarter.
Yeah, Charlevoix is really trying to get it inside as much as it can to Mueller. And Solomon for Charlevoix is really not taking any shots.
Nice play right there by Caleb Stuck into Jacob Mueller. Little dipsy-doo pass right there. And Dylan Craig thought about that baseball pass again. I think you're right, Scott. They did see something on film. And Dylan Craig takes an NBA three. DC3! 37-31, 2:56 and ticket. Evan Solomon brings it up. He kicks it out to Ostrom. Ostrom with a three try. Mueller is going to get the rebound, and Dylan Craig's going to be called for his third, Scott.
He called that, and Dylan was a foot away from the guy. Didn't even have his hands extended. And I think that's his third. And, oh, you can't have that with 2:49 in the third quarter.
And Matt Pittman gets up off the bench. He's going to come in for Dylan. So they got to get Dylan out of the game. Don't want to risk getting a fourth foul here. And we got a timeout on the floor. We're going to take a timeout here on Q100.
Denham Family Chiropractic has always been dedicated to helping people achieve their health and wellness goals. They offer a wide variety of services, all designed to better your life. Chiropractic care, corrective exercises, lifestyle advice, nutrition counseling, massage therapy, and more. Denham Family Chiropractic knows that it isn't just about your health, it's about your life. Get on the road to wellness by going to denimfamilychiropractic.com.
Jack Milliken Inc. is a proud supporter of the Grayling Vikings and reminds you, if you have home projects underway, Jack Milliken Inc. can help. They deliver sand, gravel, topsoil, and bulk dairy dew. Hosting a party? Save your septic with the portable toilet rentals. And call Jack Milliken Inc. when it's time to pump your septic tank. Every 3 to 5 years is recommended. Find them at jackmilliken.com or call 989-348-8411. Jack Milliken Inc. Trusted in Northern Michigan for 78 years.
All right, we are back here at Grayling High School, Grayling, Michigan. And the Grayling Vikings are up 37-31. DC just had a three-pointer, but he also got his third foul, so he's sitting down now for Grayling. It'll be Charlevoix's ball underneath the basket right now on the south end down here on the Isabel Dubas side of the floor. And Caleb Stuck's got it back out to Ostrom. Ostrom on the wing. He's being covered by Ketchum. Here goes Evan Solomon inside. Nice move. Matt Pittman tried, but Ryan Williams just comes up with the rebound.
He's cold as ice right now.
Yep, Cameron Ketchum's got it. He's got Caleb Stuck all over him. Caleb Call's got it. He's thinking about the three. He makes a head fake on Stuck. Stuck did not fall for it, though. Oh, boy, Stuck plays good defense, Scott. That was disciplined. He did not go in the air, did not leave his feet.
It was a great idea by Caleb, but one more dribble would have made it.
Oh, nice block by Caleb Call. Jacob Mueller keeps going up, though. And Mueller, look at those arms, Scott.
That's all it is.
Oh, he's missed three shots, though. And it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Grayling ball. Oh, Jacob Mueller rebounded three of his missed shots. And now he's over there telling Coach Matt Stuck, I got hacked all over the place. But no, nothing was called, and Grayling ends up with the ball, 37-31, under 2 minutes to go. Here we go, Caleb Call. Hands it off to Matt Pittman right in front of his bench. Pittman's being checked by Jack Gaffney. Gaffney checked into the game for Charlevoix. Now Gaffney steals it for Charlevoix. Gives it up to Caleb Stuck. Stuck bringing it up across half court. Gives it up to Max Ostrom for Charlevoix. Charlevoix's got it. Evan Solomon, their star, gives it up to Caleb Stuck. Stuck goes off.
Oh.
Stuck goes along the baseline. Looked like he walked.
He dragged Matt, his pivot foot for about a
Matt
foot
Pittman
and a half.
Up ahead to Ketchum. Ketchum dribbling in all kinds of traffic. Gets it out to Pittman right in front of his bench. He takes a three-pointer. That doesn't go in. Boyk is fighting for the rebound. Mueller makes one heck of a save for Charlevoix. Out to Ostrom. Here comes Evan Solomon with a spin move. Full head of steam. Gets it out to Gaffney. Gaffney finds Stuck right in front of his dad on the bench. Ostrom right at half court.
Great defensive effort by Grayling right now.
Under a minute left to go in this third quarter. Caleb Stuck gets it into Solomon. Solomon's going to get shoved. He's going to go to the line. Good sportsmanship by Caleb Call of Grayling to pick up his opponent. And Solomon's going to go to the line. We're going to take a break here on Q100.
In 1952, my grandfather returned to Gaylord from the Korean War. For 7 years, he worked 7 days a week to build his business. The hard work paid off. Today, the company that Dale Ellison Johnson built continues with his sons, grandchildren, and an incredibly hardworking team. Treasure your family and your community. We are all in this together, and together we will move forward. Remember, the Johnson Oil and Propane Company is here to help. Call 989-732-2451 or visit johnsonspropane.com.
Hi, I'm Jeff Halstead, your local State Farm agent in Grayling and a proud sponsor of Grayling Sports on Q100. Stop in our office anytime, located on M72, just west of town, for an insurance quote or to review your current insurance coverage. The goal of our office is to make sure you are completely covered and properly protected at an affordable price. Call anytime at 344-2424 or see me, Jeff Halstead, your local State Farm agent in Grayling. Stop in our office anytime, located on M72, just west of Grayling.
All right, we're back here. Caleb Call works it for the last shot. Evan Solomon throws it away. Hits the rim on a full court hook shot. And that's the end of the third quarter. Grayling leads by 4, 37-33 over the Charlevoix Raiders. We'll be right back after these messages on Q100.
For the best propane service and the best propane prices, call on your local friends and neighbors at Fick & Sons. Locally owned and operated in Grayling since 1958, Fick & Sons is your dependable, convenient, local source for every fuel need. Call Fick & Sons at 800-292-9295 for service today or visit fickandsons.com. Fick & Sons is proud to support the Grayling Vikings and proud to serve you and your family. Go Vikings!
Hey Viking fans, this is Kevin Jansen with Jansen Insurance in Grayling. Jansen Insurance is a full-service independent insurance agency ready to assist you with all of your insurance needs. We can help with home, auto, commercial, life, health, and more. Call 989-348-6711. Stop into our office at 2195 South I-75 Business Loop or just send a request to our website, janseninsurance.com. Let our team show you why we're the right agency for you. As always, let's go Vikes!
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
In these uncertain times, you can be certain that McLean's Ace Hardware will be there for you. Being an essential business means that even in the event of a shutdown, they will still be open to assist you with any emergency repair or home project. You can shop the store or order by phone, and they'll deliver curbside. McLean's will always do whatever it takes to keep you and your family safe. McLean's Ace Hardware in Grayling, here for you today, tomorrow, and into the future.
School and Charlevoix inbounds the ball. Caleb Stuck's got it. Elliot Boyk covering him for Grayling. Now Ethan Putnam gets it out to Evan Solomon. Solomon being trapped in the corner, tries to work it out, does. Gets it out to Caleb Stuck. Back out to Ethan Putnam. Back inside, outside. Right there, Boyk almost had a steal right there. Back to Solomon. Now Stuck's got it. Getting bothered everywhere they go in this zone by Grayling. Charlevoix takes a three-pointer. That is not the shot they wanted, I'm sure. But
even though it was Solomon, he was a good 3 feet behind the line.
It is settled. They have done a good job of knock on wood, or formica, or whatever I got here. But they did not, or they have done a really good job on Solomon. Craig, nice pass, but Nate Persing wasn't ready for it. Luckily, it bounced off of him, went straight to Elliot Boyk. Harrington taking it in. Dylan Craig thinks about the three, now takes it. DC3! That's a 7-point lead now, 40-33. 1 minute gone in this fourth quarter. Now, Evan Solomon taking it up against Boyk. Now Jack Gaffney's got it for Charlevoix. Makes a bounce pass to Solomon. Solomon throws up a circus shot, but gets fouled in the process. And we'll take a 30-second break here on Q100.
Make it great, make it
Hi, this is Matt LaFontaine from Matt LaFontaine Automotive in Grayling. On behalf of my wife, Christine, and our entire MLA team, we want to thank you for all of your support, and we are so proud to be in Grayling and part of this great community. Please stop in and visit any one of our Grayling locations. We'll make sure you feel right at home. Or see us online 24 hours a day at MattLaFontaineAutomotive.com.
And Solomon makes the first free throw, makes his second, cuts the lead to 5, 40-35. Grayling over Charlevoix right now, 6:47 and ticking. Caleb Call brings it down for Grayling. Up across that timeline, he's being checked by Caleb Stuck, goes through the legs. He's right in front of his bench now, across the way from us. Elliot Boyk being checked by Jack Gaffney. And now Dylan Craig's got it against Ethan Putnam. He's going to penetrate, take it up strong, off the mark. Craig gets his own rebound. A little dipsy-do reverse layup. Couldn't go in, though. Stuck gets it ahead to Putnam. And, oh, the block is called on Caleb Call. Didn't quite have position, Scott.
No, he was moving just a little bit too much. But Dylan went up and under, and it looked like he had a little body on him on that play. And really, you know, you've got half the stands over there for Grayling, too, standing up, seeing exactly what we saw.
So Ethan Putnam at the line for Charlevoix, and he hits his first one. So right now, they're scoring points, Scott, with the clock stop. Charlevoix's made their last three free throws.
Tell the fans out there what the foul situation is this quarter.
Well, the Vikings have 8 fouls, team fouls, and the Raiders have 0.
So there you go.
It's a little lopsided right now. So right there. So there, one would think there's going to be a course correction at some point, but
you would think so.
Maybe not. We'll see, though. All right. Caleb Call bringing it down for Grayling. He's at the free throw line, kicks it out to Ketchum right in front of us, right in front of the student section. Ketchum with a nice move and nice rebound by Percy. And he takes it up. Oh, Jacob Mueller with a heck of a block. Just put it right back in Percy's face for Charlevoix.
That was a beautiful.
Now Charlevoix's got a little transition going. They get it into Mueller. And, oh, Mueller knocks down Dylan Craig right there to make the layup and cuts the lead to 1, 40-39. So just like that, folks, the lead is cut to 1.
And it was a charge, too. Dylan was there. He moved and got ran over.
Put his hand straight up. And Dylan made that play with 3 fouls. And now Gaffney fouls Craig at the 3-point line. And that's going to be 3 feety forward free throws. Boy, that's hard to say. Yeah, 3 feety-forward free throws for Dylan Craig.
Well, I mean, wow. It took until 5:33, I mean, left in this half to get their first foul. Trust me, I think we counted about 12.
Yep, absolutely. That is the first foul, and Dylan Craig's in the lineup for his first feety-forward free throw. He hits it. 41-39. Lead is 2. He's got a chance to cash in right now. Look at those shoes that Dylan has.
It's got every color, I think.
Those are pretty, and they're pastels, too.
Is that what that is?
Pastel Nikes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what they call those soft colors, Scott. I'm a little bit more of an artistic human being than you are, and I know that my good friend Mark Beinard Armstrong, who was an art teacher here, who was talking to us earlier, he'd tell you those are pastel colors right there.
Give me green and white all day long.
Dylan Craig makes all 3 of the Feeney Ford free throws. 43-39, getting the 3-pointer the hard way right there. Getting the DC 3 the hard way. Here we go. Elliot Boyd bothering Evan Solomon. Now Caleb Stuck's got it for Charlevoix. He bounces it back over to Ethan Putnam. Putnam almost didn't handle that. Stuck's going to be wide open for the 3, but Cameron Ketchum closes the gap quickly. Inside to Mueller. Mueller kicks it out to Solomon for the 3. Off the mark. Pershing going up for the rebound, and that's going to be a foul on Gaffney, too. So as we talked about that course correction, Scott.
Well, it's been happening every time down the court. They should have 7 or 8 fouls. I'm not trying to, beat a dead horse here, but it's seriously, come on.
Now the team fouls are Grayling 8 and Charlevoix 2. The score in the game is Grayling 43, Charlevoix 39. Under 5 to go. Dylan Craig takes it up strong, and that's off the mark. And Mueller, man, I'll tell you what, he is definitely their player of the game.
Yeah, and that's a play that Dylan, he should be taking that.
And Mueller goes up strong, misses the first shot, but gets his own putback, 43-41.
Without him, they would be down by 20.
They absolutely would. I agree with you, Scott. Jacob Mueller is their whole team right now. He's making rebounds down on this end. He's leading the break. I mean, he is doing all kinds of things. Caleb Stuck. Caleb Call calling out a play here. Caleb Stuck. Now Cameron Ketchum's got it right in front of his bench. Gets it back to Call. Caleb Stuck falls down. Gets it inside to Percy. Percy shoved. He was shoved right there. And he did not get the foul call. Evan Solomon gets it outside to Ethan Putnam. Now Mueller's got it. Mueller takes it in the lane. Kicks it out to Caleb Stuck. Back to Mueller. And Mueller takes it up strong. And finally, Nate Pershing grabs the rebound, 43-41, 3:48 and ticking in this game.
What a game.
Caleb Call inside the lane. Trying to get it back out. Gets it back out to Boyk. Boyk with his first shot in a long time. And Grayling's going to retain possession here as Mueller is going to be called for the foul.
Well, Pershing got the rebound, and he was kind of in the air, and he was going to throw it off of Mueller. Mueller just used his bottom half and just ushered him out of bounds.
And we got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout here on Q100.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base.
That's simple human sense.
Visit Cornell Insurance in Grayling at 201 Huron Street next to Burger King or online at cornellinsurance.com.
For the best propane service and the best propane prices, call on your local friends and neighbors at Fick & Sons. Locally owned and operated in Grayling since 1958, Fick & Sons is your dependable, convenient, local source for every fuel need. Call Fick & Sons at 800-292-9295 for service today or visit fickandsons.com. Fick & Sons is proud to support the Grayling Vikings and proud to serve you and your family. Go Vikings!
Folks, this is without a doubt the most nail-biting game that we have done all season long. Grayling leading 43-41. 3:37 left in this fourth quarter. They are playing the Charlevoix Raiders. They welcome them into town for this snow-going game. Outside to Dylan Craig as they inbound it from under their own basket. Craig goes in the lane, tries to draw the foul, thought he did, and Evan Solomon's got it. As Scott said during the commercial break, you know, that's when we do our best analysis.
That's right.
He said Evan Solomon, this is the time he's going to take over the game for Charlevoix, if anybody
he's,
is.
He's been known for it.
Solomon's got the ball right now. He takes a shot up off the mark, but Jacob Mueller right there to knock the ball back, and there's a three-pointer, and Charlevoix takes the lead, 44-43. Ethan Putnam on a great play by Jacob Mueller inside to keep that ball alive.
It's their first lead since the second quarter.
2:56 left. Elliott Boyce got the ball. He's being covered by Jack Gaffney. He's trying to cross him over. Takes him into the lane. Steps back. Hits the bucket! Elliott Boyce, money! Cash! Right from the free throw line. 45-44. Grayling leads. Caleb Stuck's got it for Charlevoix. Gets it over to Evan Solomon. Solomon being checked by Boyce. Back over to Stuck. Stuck's being covered by Pershing. That's a kicked ball right there, and Elliott Boyce knows a lot about that because he is our All-State soccer player, 41 goals this season. So, you know, he's going to do – he could do that probably about every time.
He was our place kicker on a state semifinal football team, baby.
Absolutely he was. But he was also the leading goal scorer on the soccer team. Don't forget the soccer team.
All right.
All right, Anthony Harrington back into the game. Cross-court pass to Putnam, and Putnam hits another three for Charlevoix, 47-45.
Wow.
So Ethan Putnam keeping him in the game. It was Mueller a minute ago, but now Putnam just coming alive with the three ball, and Caleb Call takes it into the lane, tries to get it to Pershing, and Call gets it back, and he's going to be fouled by Caleb Stuck. And Caleb Call is going to go to the line and shoot two Feeney Ford free throws, try to tie this game up.
Caleb almost threw it away, trying to get it to Nate down low, but got the deflection.
His
and
own
then,
hustle, yeah.
Yeah, and then decided to say, you know what, I'm going to try to do something. He almost pulled a Larry Bird from behind the backboard, but got shoved by Stuck.
45-47, Grayling down. Caleb Call takes a first Feeney Ford free throw. That's off the mark. Off the mark right there, and here we go. Caleb Call going to take a second Feeney Ford free throw. Exactly 2 minutes left in this one. And he hits the second Feeney Ford free throw. So Charlevoix leading 47-46 over the Grayling Vikings right now in Grayling's gym. Evan Solomon bringing it up for Charlevoix after the made free throw by Caleb Call. Inside to Mueller. Mueller getting double covered. He gives it up to Gaffney. Gaffney makes a little 6-foot shot. Nice pass by Mueller. Add an assist to the stat sheet for Mueller. Oh, and Dylan Craig just got his pocket picked by Stuck. Oh!
Oh! How is that a foul?
Oh! Oh, I'm sorry, folks. Caleb Stuck just carried the ball on a great defensive play by Caleb Call. And they're calling a foul on Call. Oh.
Caleb ran in front of him to try to swat the ball, but he picked up the ball and took three steps and dragged his pivot foot at the same time.
A carry, a travel, I don't know what you call it, but it was definitely a violation. Charlevoix up by three, and the ball don't lie, Scott.
That's right.
Yep. Caleb Stuck could not hit the free throw. Elliott Boyce got it. Gets it back out to Harrington. Harrington being checked by Evan Solomon. He's got two. Nice move right there. Tries to make a shovel pass. Little tough pass right there for Pershing to handle. got in amongst the trees right there and got a little lost.
That's right. And we got to have the ball in Dylan's hands right here to make something happen.
They're down by three, 49-46, 1:19 left. Back out to Call. Call right in front of the student section, who is standing right now. Caleb Call looking up at the clock, 1:11. Dylan Craig gets a pick. Now he's got the ball. Craig's got the ball. He's got Caleb stuck on him. Dylan takes a three. Off the mark. Harrington with a rebound. Back out to Caleb Call.
Great rebound.
Under a
Anthony.
Minute left, folks. 56 seconds. Dylan Craig's got it again. Caleb Call's got him.
Take him. Take him.
Yep. He gets a pick from Elliot Boyk. Takes an NBA three. Off the mark. Pershing going to try to save it. That's out of bounds. Charlevoix ball.
But you got to live with it. I mean, he's an All-State player for a reason. It, you know, you're down three, but I personally would have tried to take it to the free throw line, do a stop and pop, and get it within one.
Caleb Stuck bringing it up for Charlevoix. They got the three-point lead, 49-46. Charlevoix over Grayling right now. 35 seconds left. And there's going to be a timeout on the floor. We're going to take a quick timeout here on Q100.
Hey, Northern Michigan, Chris Martinson from Feeney Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Gaylord. The President's Day event is going on all month long with huge savings on new Ram trucks. Come see for yourself why this truck is back-to-back Motor Trend's Truck of the Year and Cars.com's Luxury Car of the Year. Or maybe you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle. Feeney has them. We inspect them, we service them, and we stand behind them. Feeney Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Gaylord, doing business a better way for over 20 years. Exit 282 off 75 or 24 hours a day at Feeney.com.
For the best propane service and the best propane prices, call on your local friends and neighbors at Fick & Sons. Locally owned and operated in Grayling since 1958, Fick & Sons is your dependable, convenient, local source for every fuel need. Call Fick & Sons at 800-292-9295 for service today or visit fickandsons.com. Fick & Sons is proud to support the Grayling Vikings and proud to serve you and your family. Go Vikings!
All right, folks, we're back here at Grayling High School, and we are up for an exciting finish here. Grayling down by three, 33.2 seconds left. And just to say they're down by three to this Charlevoix team after the last few years is just crazy.
Going to have to foul here.
Going to have to foul. Ethan Putnam's got it. Craig almost had the steal. Gets it over to Caleb Stuck. They got a foul. Cameron Ketchum does foul. He fouls Evan Solomon, and this is where you got to make your money right here if you're Solomon.
That's
not
right.
That they pay high school players.
No.
But metaphorically.
This is where he earns his money. You're right.
Yep, right here. So Evan Solomon has had a rough night. He'd be the first one to tell you that, I'm sure. And now he's going to try to seal this one, but he misses the first free throw. So the strategy working right now. Evan Solomon, I don't think we've been watching him play.
No, this is one of his worst games, and you know what? He's still been a great facilitator tonight. You say it's a worst game for him, and the kid's probably, you know, almost close to a triple-double.
50-46. Caleb Call's got it. He's got to do something. 12 seconds left. Elliot Boyk with a wide-open three look, and Solomon's going to get the rebound, and Pitty fouls him right away. 6.2 seconds left, but Evan Solomon can salt this away right here if he makes these two free throws.
Yeah, and, you know, even if he misses them, you got a two-possession game. Yep. You just basically stand there and just stay away from Grayling. You know, hard-fought victory for Charlevoix. They've been down most of the game.
No, I mean,
they took Grayling's best punches and responded. But, you know, it's just bittersweet for the team in white.
Yep, and Grayling is going to walk away from this one shaking their heads, but also with a little spring in their step, though, I think.
Yeah, you got three big games next week, and you got to meet these guys again on their turf.
Yep, and there it is right there, 52-46, and Charlevoix takes the lead. Caleb Call comes down, takes a three-pointer, hits it, and they're saying let's see if they put time back on the clock right here, because he hit the three.
There should be about a second left.
Let's see what they're going to do here. 24 seconds. Okay, so Caleb Call hits the three-pointer. The score now is 52-49, 0.4 seconds. So
you just throw it down the court.
The crazy thing that would have to happen here is Grayling would have to get a steal and just chuck it.
In the span of 0.4 seconds, which is
in 0.4 seconds.
almost impossible. I think probably 99.99999%.
But definitely stay tuned for the Johnson Propane post-game show. Johnson Propane, they're keeping your family safe, comfortable, and warm since 1956. Trust Johnson Propane, the safest, most dependable, and affordable propane company in the North. It has been a great doubleheader. I thought the girls played a great game, played really, really well, especially at the end of the game. Great defense, and, of course, we have seen the boys really put forth a great effort here this evening as well. I know they're going to be upset with themselves. They're going to be scratching their heads, but they should not be hanging their heads, Scott.
That's right. I mean, they're going to kick themselves a little bit for some of the plays or some of the, you know, transactions that happen on the court. But this is where you got to learn from this stuff. You had a big lead, and you just let it get away from you.
And there it is. They did foul right away. Elliot Boyk, I'm not even sure any. The clock didn't move.
He didn't even touch it.
It should have.
It should be the ball game.
Yeah, it should be the ball game. I mean, that was definitely 0.4 seconds that went off. So right now they're talking to the timekeeper, trying to put some time.
Take some time off.
Take some time off. Maybe leave them with 0.1 here, I would think. 0.2. So here we go. Evan Solomon at the free throw line again. 52-49 the score. He will be shooting free throws for Charlevoix. And if he makes even one, this is, yep, nope, that's off the mark. So here's what has to happen, folks.
He's got to turn around and flip it real quick.
He's got to miss this free throw, and then Dylan Craig's got a baseball chuck it all the way down. And he made it, so it doesn't matter. 49-52. And Caleb Call gets it, almost makes it. So that's your score, folks. 53-49. Charlevoix Raiders are counting their lucky stars right now because they ran into an upstart Grayling Viking team. And really, I think Charlevoix is going to be talking about this one on the bus ride home, Scott.
Oh, definitely. They got by the skin of their teeth. And Grayling's going to, like you said, they're kicking themselves right now because they know they had this victory.
All right, folks, we'll be right back with the Johnson Propane Viking postgame show after these messages from our fine sponsors on Q100.
Hi, I'm Jeff Halstead, your local State Farm agent in Grayling and a proud sponsor of Grayling Sports on Q100. Stop in our office anytime, located on M72, just west of town, for an insurance quote or to review your current insurance coverage. The goal of our office is to make sure you are completely covered and properly protected at an affordable price. Call anytime at 344-2424 or see me, Jeff Halstead, your local State Farm agent in Grayling. Stop in our office anytime, located on M72, just west of Grayling.
Hey, Northern Michigan, Chris Martinson from Feeney Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Gaylord. The President's Day event is going on all month long with huge savings on new Ram trucks. Come see for yourself why this truck is back-to-back Motor Trend's Truck of the Year and Cars.com's Luxury Car of the Year. Or maybe you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle. Feeney has them. We inspect them, we service them, and we stand behind them. Feeney Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Gaylord, doing business a better way for over 20 years. Exit 282 off 75 or 24 hours a day at Feeney.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Starting to get cabin fever. Starting? You probably already have it. McLean's Ace Hardware in Grayling can help. They have everything you need to complete your indoor winter project. From painting those walls to finally fixing that leak. No matter what your project is, McLean's Ace Hardware has everything you need. Don't see what you're looking for in the store? Never fear. McLean's is here. They can track down, order, and get in just about anything. McLean's Ace Hardware in Grayling. Get in, get out, get on with your project.
Denham Family Chiropractic has always been dedicated to helping people achieve their health and wellness goals. They offer a wide variety of services, all designed to better your life. Chiropractic care, corrective exercises, lifestyle advice, nutrition counseling, massage therapy, and more. Denham Family Chiropractic knows that it isn't just about your health, it's about your life. Get on the road to wellness by going to denimfamilychiropractic.com.
All right. right, welcome back to Grayling High School, Grayling, Michigan. A tough one for the Grayling Vikings as they go down 53-49. But boy, they played their hearts out. They led most of the game, and Ethan Putnam just hit those 2 3-pointers. And that kind of on a great defensive play by Jacob Mueller from Charlevoix. And those were the ones that kind of punched us in the gut, and once they took the lead, you know, they just salted it away.
Ethan Putnam had a heck of a game on Dylan Craig. He was wherever Dylan went, he was there. I would take him every day of the week and twice on Sunday. He is just a heck of a defensive player, and then he comes up with 2 big offensive plays at the end of the game. How could you ask for anything more?
Well, and I got to give it to Matt Stuck, the coach. I mean, you know, they called that timeout, and then they came out and they kicked the ball out to Ethan twice, and he made those 3-pointers. And, you know, you got on that team, you got Evan Solomon, you got Jacob Mueller, you got Caleb Stuck, and, there's Ethan Putnam, too. Yeah,
that's right.
And Ethan, you know, showed his weight in gold right there by hitting those 2 big 3-pointers toward the end of the game.
And that's what makes a great team. This team is 5-0, and they're rolling right now. So we got to go into their gym next Wednesday, and we've got to play like we played here and give it to them 110% and play the best game that we can play.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're definitely going to be ready for Grayling next week. They know what Grayling's going to bring to the table, and they know it's going to be an effort. I don't think Matt Stuck would let his team come in here and just take anybody lightly.
No.
But I definitely believe that Charlevoix had their eyes opened to who the Grayling Vikings are, though.
Yeah, I mean, we still got a young team, even though we got a couple seniors on our team. But I tell you, we're led by our juniors. Our juniors are the ones that are kind of like the leaders on the team. But you also have another leader that's a senior that played fantastic for Grayling tonight. And Elliot Boyk, 18 points, played a fantastic game offensively and defensively. Yeah, he was they put him at the front of the snake. And, you know, we had Cam a couple times, but it was really
Elliot.
Elliot and Anthony. We're at the front of the snake, and sometimes it bit us and sometimes it bit them. So, but you know what? It's great to have a good all around team that Grayling has. We're 1-4, but it really doesn't feel, it's like football. We were 1-3 and it didn't feel like we were 1-3.
Well, I mean, you look at the way that they played in the second half of the Boyne game and the Elk Rapids game. And really, I mean, and the way they played against Kalkaska, just this past week and the way they play tonight. I mean, we're talking about a team that is playing inspired basketball right now, and I look for a lot more victories to come this season.
Right.
And we will be back here Tuesday night right here at the Grayling High School gym, and we will be taking on the East Jordan Red Devils. So they'll be coming to town. If you're listening in East Jordan, you can catch us on 94.5, but of course, you can catch us here in Grayling on 100.3 FM. All right, we will be right back with more of the Johnson Propane Viking postgame show after these messages. Remember, Johnson Propane, they're keeping your family safe, comfortable, and warm since 1956. Trust Johnson Propane, the safest, most dependable, and affordable propane company in the north. And make sure that you got your propane filled right now, because that cold weather isn't going away anytime soon. All right, we'll be right back on Q100.
WYPV, Mackinac City. WQON, Grayling. WWMN, Thompsonville. Q100. A division of Blarney Stone Broadcasting.
Hi, I'm Katie Olson, and I love this community. I'm proud to serve Grayling as a Farm Bureau insurance agent. There are a lot of insurance options out there, a lot of places you can go for insurance, but we'll give you personal face-to-face service right here in your community. One agent, one company, one-to-one service. Call the Olson Agency today at 989-348-9456. 989-348-9456. Backed by the integrity of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Make it great, make it better at Matt LaFontaine Automotive.
Hi, this is Matt LaFontaine from Matt LaFontaine Automotive in Grayling. On behalf of my wife, Christine, and our entire MLA team, we want to thank you for all of your support, and we are so proud to be in Grayling and part of this great community. Please stop in and visit any one of our Grayling locations. We'll make sure you feel right at home. Or see us online 24 hours a day at MattLaFontaineAutomotive.com.
Jack Milliken Inc. is a proud supporter of the Grayling Vikings and reminds you, if you have home projects underway, Jack Milliken Inc. can help. They deliver sand, gravel, topsoil, and bulk dairy dew. Hosting a party? Save your septic with the portable toilet rentals. And call Jack Milliken Inc. when it's time to pump your septic tank. Every 3 to 5 years is recommended. Find them at jackmilliken.com or call 989-348-8411. Jack Milliken Inc. Trusted in Northern Michigan for 78 years.
All right, we're back here. Grayling High School, Grayling, Michigan. And the Vikings boys and girls both go down tonight, but both played inspired basketball. I was just talking to Officer Finstrom as he was walking out, telling him how well Ryland played. And she was our NCACU player of the game in the girls' game and just played really, really well. I mean, she's a freshman playing varsity basketball. And, I think she grabbed about 10 rebounds, had a couple points, and just played really well on defense and just did a great job.
Yeah, when she was in there, she really stood her ground and played great defense, great defensive rebound, two offensive rebounds that I counted, and I might have missed one here and there. But, you know, I was proud of the effort that the girls and the boys both gave tonight. We did get a win. The freshman team did win, so I have to get a little excited about that. We won by two, but, you know, it doesn't take the fact of our girls and boys tonight. They played with all their heart and, you know, came up short, but, you know, better things are in the horizon here.
Absolutely, and it's just fun to come to the gym this year. It's a lot of fun watching this inspired basketball. They're playing really, really well.
Oh, I love coming to the gym no matter what. I mean, Every year has been a blast. I mean, we've had a great time, you know, ever since, you know, Justin's last year, the last 3 years and this. Yeah, I mean, it's been so much fun doing this. It's just, I'm not going to lie, it's a little extra fun when you win or you're competitive. Different things like that, because when you are, you feel like you're on top of the world. You're like, hey, look what I get to do.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, we are going to be joined. The selfless discipline. I'm going to learn the name of this necklace. What is it?
The Viking chain.
It looks like something off a Game of Thrones, but it's got Thor's hammer on it. It's got a couple of dire wolves. Elliot said it weighed about 80 pounds, you know, it was really heavy.
Dire wolf?
Elliot's a soccer player, though, so it's probably a little heavier on his neck, you know what I'm saying? You can hold it up. By the way, I'm doing terrible radio because you guys don't even know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to junior Nate Persing, who I thought you were going to score 100 points tonight. You started off hot, kid.
Yeah, I just didn't get any looks towards the end.
Okay, well, we got yelled at last time we interviewed you. You got to speak really loud. Use your theater voice, all right? Okay. Just speak really, really loud. All right. And, I mean, you started off hot. And, how'd you feel about the game tonight?
We played with our hearts on our sleeves. We made it to the very end. We didn't execute the very end and we lost it.
Yep, came up a little bit short, but I'll tell you what. I mean, Charlevoix comes in here 4-0. We've talked about Evan Solomon and Jacob Mueller and Caleb Stuck and Ethan Putnam. I mean, we've been watching those guys play for years, and they bring it every single night. And you guys match their intensity, you match their energy, and just what was the recipe tonight? I mean, what was it that just made you guys go?
Energy. We came out with everything we could. We just put our hearts out there every time, and just effort.
Very good. And how you're a big kid, Nate. I mean, you got a lot of size, right?
Yeah.
What is it like out there playing with 24? I mean, Jacob Mueller, I mean, his arms reach halfway across the gym. I mean, that's got to be hard when you think you got a rebound and then
he's weak.
All right. Well, I'm sorry I gave you that opportunity. Well, all right. Well, Nate, it has been a joy to watch you guys play this year. You got East Jordan coming in Tuesday night. Do you know anything about their team and what's going on with them?
We'll probably get Taper on Sunday. And I remember playing them last year, and just got to bring it.
All right, man. Well, good job, and hopefully you get off to the start that you got off to tonight, because I think you had 9 of the first, like, 11 points or something like that, and then coach benches you. I don't know what the deal was. You know, you had 9 points. I was like, keep him in. We want to do some Wilt Chamberlain stuff here. Give him 100 points. Wilt Chamberlain was a guy that played back at the set. Okay, no, I'm just messing with you. All right. We just want to do you 100 points. All right, nice job, man.
Thank you.
All right, have a good night. All right, now we're joined by head coach L.J. Mead. And L.J., I know these ones are tough and they hurt, and I know there's no such thing as moral victories, but just kind of give us your view of what happened tonight.
All right, guys came to play, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
They battled. You know, we led the majority of that game, and in the second when, you know, the fouls got to us. And game changer. I feel like we continued to battle from that point on, but they did throw the dynamic off when we subbed through that for a little bit, took us out of the momentum that we had, and they grabbed a hold of that and ran with it. But tell you what, Mueller's a dude. he's a dude, and you know, there's a reason they're 5-0. What we sit and say to our kids is, you're not far. You know, that team's undefeated, first in the conference, and we're not far. So we're going to keep working. You guys have seen it. I mean, there's growth. There's growth every day with these guys. And not sitting there saying an excuse or making excuses, but truth be told, these guys haven't had the same time. They haven't had the same time under the same rules as other kids have had. We've been in their system where it was very hard to implement our stuff, and they're learning. And all I'm going to ask is that continued growth. And, you know, we talked today, 5 E's, energy, effort, emotion, enthusiasm, and execution. I think we nailed 4 out of the 5. And the execution piece in the end, we definitely struggled with a little bit, especially in that second half.
And your player just said that. So the message is getting through. So I absolutely agree with everything you said. I mean, it is... I mean, they are playing inspired basketball, and that's what you need from your team. And it all starts on the defensive end, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we're playing for the tournament at this point, right? I mean, we said that from the get-go. In a shortened season with shortened practices, that we are going to work to get to March, right? We're going to work to get to that district tournament, and hopefully at that point we're peaking. And these guys are in. They're locked in. When I left that locker room, man, they're with each other, that's all I can ask. You know, to go out and battle with a team this good, I'm proud of them. And again, I left them. I'm proud of you guys. Let's stay with it. Stay together, and I love you.
Yeah, we've been watching Evan Solomon play since he was a freshman, and that's as frustrated as we've ever seen him. So you guys were doing everything right against him.
Yeah, I mean, Dylan battling with them, Nate battling with them underneath. Very physical kid. He knows what he's doing. He's athletic. He can jump, and he uses his body really well. And heck, he got away with using his body tonight. Which we, you know, we'll continue to battle. Hey, but turnaround on those guys is Wednesday. We see them Wednesday.
Yep.
So.
All right. Well, Coach, first we got East Jordan coming up. What do we know about them?
East Jordan's got a young guy, another big guy, freshman. I think about 6'7", 6'8". So a little bit more of what you just saw tonight we're going to have to grind through. Like I said before, our guys are ready to compete every day. We're going to come back Sunday, get some shots up. Monday, we're going to lock into East Jordan and hopefully finish one on Tuesday. Hey?
All right, let's see it. All right, thanks, Coach, and good luck, and we'll see you Tuesday night.
All right, take care, guys. Thank you.
All right, and that was head coach L.J. Mead. You are listening to the Johnson Propane Viking post-game show. Johnson Propane, they're keeping your family safe, comfortable, and warm since 1956. Trust Johnson Propane, the safest, most dependable, and affordable propane company in the North. We will be right back to give you the players of the game and to wrap this thing up after these messages on Q100.
Go Vikings! Old Dam Road Party Store puts the convenient in convenience store. Whether you need supplies for a weekend get-together or just a quick last-minute item,
Old Dam Road Party Store is your one-stop shop that is locally owned and operated by a Grayling Viking alum. For up-to-date specials and arrivals, follow them on Facebook. Old Dam Road Party Store, good times and great memories start there. Go Vikings!
Hi, I'm Katie Olson, and I love this community. I'm proud to serve Grayling as a Farm Bureau insurance agent. There are a lot of insurance options out there, a lot of places you can go for insurance, but we'll give you personal face-to-face service right here in your community. One agent, one company, one-to-one service. Call the Olson Agency today at 989-348-9456. 989-348-9456. Backed by the integrity of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
We're back here at Grayling High School. We were just talking to Trey Moffitt, who stopped by. We saw a lot of alumni in the building today, which was nice.
Very nice.
On snow going night. And so anyway, we got the NCACU Players of the Game here. And we want to thank North Central Area Credit Union for being a wonderful sponsor. They've been sponsoring this for a few years now. Tracy Wilson and all the wonderful staff members over there at NCACU. Just do this nice thing, and we pick a player of the game for both teams. We did that with the girls game, and Rylan Finstrom, the freshman phenom for the Grayling Vikings, got her first one. And so right now we're going to give it out to a Charlevoix Raider and a Grayling Viking. I don't know, like, are we in agreement on the Charlevoix Raider? Because
I believe so, because Mueller dominated the game.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, because I know you talk so, very glowingly about Ethan Putnam and, about the defense he played on Dillon, and
he made a good run at it, but no, down the stretch in that third quarter and fourth quarter when they made that run, who was the man? It was Mueller.
Well, and the defensive play. Oh, yeah. That Mueller made to tap that ball back out on the rebound.
Yeah.
And that was Ethan's first three-pointer. That was the one that gave him the lead. That was kept mm-hmm. alive
oh, yeah.
by Mueller's long arms.
Yep.
Long. I mean, they're monstrous. They're long arms.
Very long.
So, but yeah, definitely Jacob Mueller. And is he really just a...
No, he's a senior.
Okay, he is a senior. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Thank goodness.
Seems like we've been watching him play for 8 years. So, but yeah, Jacob Mueller is the NCACU player of the game for North Central Area Credit Union. And I would say Elliot Boyk is definitely the player of the game for the Grayling Vikings.
Yeah, he deserves it. I mean, he really came to play on the offensive end. But in that second half, his defense was even better. And it was nice to see that. And he always comes defensively. Don't get me wrong. But it was nice to see it when we made a little bit of a run. When they got within two of us and then we pushed it up to five or six, he was the catalyst on that. And, you know, he looked to get a shot. He finessed his way to the, not to the free throw line yet, but he will. He will. But he finessed a couple threes. Couple nice drives and different things like that.
And
so
the dunk,
and of course the dunk. Yeah, everybody loves a dunk, but I just loved his all around game tonight. Absolutely. And he always has that. I mean, that's just Elliot.
Yep, shoots the three well, and but that I honestly the NCACU player of the game to Elliot is probably based more on his defense than anything
yeah.
else tonight. I thought the defensive intensity he brought and bringing him off the bench, I thought was a mm-hmm. stroke of genius.
Yeah, because last game was Caleb. Now, this one's, Elliot, you mix it up. You got to find, Coach Mead is finding what he needs to win ball games. And he is. He's finding it. And it's just nice to see.
Absolutely. And we have just had fun watching Elliot play all season long. And I finally got to see a two-handed jam. So yeah, it was
sweet. It's my second one this year.
It was very nice. I was not here last Friday night. So hopefully that becomes a regular thing. And some victories, though.
I'll take the W's.
I don't want just – if I get W's with no dunks, that's fine. So, all right, folks. We are going to take one more break. And I do want to remind you that – Sammy Hagar's Top Rock Countdown comes on right after we get off the air. So make sure you keep it tuned right here. Sammy Hagar runs a great rock and roll show. He's always got something funny to say. And on that Top Rock Countdown, you're going to hear some of the best rock music. So keep it right here for one of our great syndicated shows, Sammy Hagar's Top Rock Countdown, here on Q100, the only place for rock and roll. We'll be right back to wrap this thing up.
The people you know, the name you trust, North Central Area Credit Union. Integrity, service, and value, you can count on us, North Central Area Credit Union.
They have money to loan. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, snowmobile, RV, motorcycle, recreational vehicle, or a mortgage, NCACU is proud to be your local lender.
North Central Area Credit Union.
Feeney Ford of Grayling makes your vehicle buying experience fast and easy. That's why they always say, when you're looking for a car, you won't have to look far. You'll find it fast at Feeney. Simply browse their inventory online from the comfort of your home. You can request more information, set up a test drive, and even inquire about financing. Feeney Ford of Grayling has a wonderful team of salespeople with many years of experience satisfying their customers' needs. Check them out at FeeneyFord.com.
All right, and we are back here, Grayling High School, and Grayling goes down 53-49 in a heartbreaker, and the girls lost their game as well. They lost by 12, and just a tough night. But that 12-point deficit in the girls' game is really does not tell the story about how they played, though. They did cut it to 5 at one point, did a really good job of just bringing it. But this has been a doubleheader. We got our next game coming up. That'll be the boys varsity game on Tuesday night from right here in the Grayling High School gym. That'll be against East Jordan. The Red Devils come to town, and Grayling is hopefully going to build off really a lot of momentum tonight, Scott.
Yeah, they should. You know, they feel good about themselves to a point, but you want that W no matter what. And East Jordan, they've always had a good battle with Grayling no matter what. And next week is a big week. We got three games again.
Yep.
And you know what? Grayling needs to come away at least 2-1.
I agree. Absolutely. Yep. We get to drive that Feeney Ford Viking Express to Charlevoix and to Harbor Springs. And
you can take me out to dinner.
Yep. Yeah. But, you know, my wife never takes me out to dinner anymore, so okay. we'll definitely do it. Maybe we'll hit Gray Rock Pub and Grub. They're a sponsor. That's some good food right there. All right. Well, we want to thank, of course, Jerry and Cheryl Coyne for giving us this opportunity. We want to thank Rock and Roll Mo and, of course, Joe Mama and JJ and all the wonderful people back at the studio. And, of course, our wonderful award-winning producer, the Roadrunner, Randy Long. Make sure you tune in all weekend long for Randy's Request Fest. He'll play anything you want to hear. I believe it's 10 to 3 on Saturday and 12 to 6 on Sunday, but I'm sure I'll get corrected later. But that Roadrunner Request Fest is good. He will play literally anything. You call him, as long as it doesn't have any of those bad FCC words in it, he'll try to get it on for you. So give him a call. But stay tuned for the Top Rock Countdown. We, of course, want to thank Nate Morey. Want to thank Mike Kozowski for getting me my chairs today. I think I sat in it once, but the whole athletic department here at Grayling High School, of course, Diane Tobin and LJ Mead and all his coaching staff and all the players. And we will see you Tuesday night here on Q100.
You've been listening to Grayling High School Basketball on Q100, the only place for rock and roll, a division of Blarney Stone Broadcasting. Brought to you on Q100 by pre- and post-game sponsor Johnson's Oil and Propane. Halftime sponsor Matt LaFontaine Automotive. Coin toss sponsor The Hart Dealerships. The Viking Express sponsor QTA Quality Truck and Accessories. First down sponsor Feeney Chrysler Jeep Dodge of Gaylord and Feeney Ford of Grayling. Keys to the game sponsor McLean's Ace Hardware. Player of the game sponsor North Central Area Credit Union. And supporting sponsors Denholm Family Chiropractic, Cornell Insurance, Jack Milliken Inc., Katie Olson Farm Bureau Insurance, Gray Rock Pub and Grub, Jansen Insurance, Old Dam Party Store, Jeff Halstead State Farm Insurance, and Fick and Sons. Thanks for tuning in to Grayling High School Basketball on Q100, the only place for rock and roll.
It's loud.
rock. Michigan's only place for rock and roll.
Q100.